Let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, looking to Jesus, the founder and perfecter of our faith. The love of money is the root of all kinds of evil. God wants to break money's stranglehold on our hearts, and the key is giving in secret. Today, finding the right motives and methods to do just that. From the Moody Church in Chicago, this is Running to Win with Dr. Erwin Lutzer, whose clear teaching helps us make it across the finish line. In his series on sharing secrets with God, Erwin Lutzer is speaking on secret giving. Lurking within all of us is an enemy of being good stewards of God's resources. That enemy is greed.
This monster called greed and selfishness is so much a part of who we are that being generous is not usually something that comes very, very easily. Unless there's some return, unless there's some prestige that's going to be involved. If you're a billionaire and you want to give $1 billion, you call a news conference and announce it to the world. That's different. But we're talking about secret giving. How do you do it? Well, what you do is you deal with it as you deal with other sins. You repent as thoroughly as the Holy Spirit enables you to, and you spend as much time in God's presence as you have to until that monster is subdued, until he's subdued. And you deal with the rationalizations. People say, well, you know, if I had more money, I'd give more. Nonsense. If you are a bad steward with a little money, Jesus taught you're going to be a bad steward with a lot of money. Does not have to do with the amount, because we're talking about proportionate giving. And so what you need to do is to deal with that rationalization. Or the idea is we'll begin to give when we get out of debt. Now that's a real good one, isn't it? And you know, of course, as Rebecca and I have had to learn, and as young couples always learn, that debt, devil, and dirt, they're all related. They're all related. I'm not sure exactly the connection, but I know that it's there. So there are people who are in debt, and that would be a separate message. The absolute curse, the terrible, terrible curse of debt. And if you're in that situation, I suggest that you purchase some books, if you can afford them, that will enable you to learn how to get out of debt so that you can have some financial freedom. But the problem is this, that we use that as an excuse, and by bad management, we're always in debt, and therefore we excuse ourselves consistently. And we never learn how to be generous. So there are all these rationalizations. Or here's another one. Listen up for this. I'm not going to give because I don't like what the church did with its money. 10 years ago, they did something that I don't like. And because I don't like it, my vote is going to be, I'm not going to give. Do you notice how easily these rationalizations come? You know, Jesus blessed the woman who gave two mites, even though the temple was not perfect. Even though the running of the temple was not perfect, Jesus still blessed the motivation of the woman because he saw in her a generous spirit, a generous spirit. So we're talking about motivation, a motivation of love. Did you know that there is only one other saying of Jesus that is not found in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John in all the New Testament? At least the only one that I know about it, and that is in the book of Acts, where Paul said that Jesus said, it is more blessed to give than to receive. And what we need to do is to stay before the Lord until we say, God, this monster within us is so great. The evils of it is of such a magnitude. You think of the extremes are people who gamble and who are willing to sacrifice anything to gamble just to make money easily, and people who buy lottery tickets hoping to win it big, and people who think that the trust in God is not sufficient. What they need to do is to resort to all kinds of means. The power of the demonic power of money is just unbelievable. I said to a friend, I said, how could these Christians take other Christians to court when the Bible is so clear that you shouldn't? And he said, you never underestimate the evil of the human heart when there's big money involved. Don't ever underestimate. Even fine, committed Christians whom we thought would have known better will do silly things if they can get a couple million dollars. I should have said sinful things if they can get a couple million dollars. But Jesus said the right motive. You give because you love. You give because you love. Did you give this morning because you love? You say, no, I cried before I give. Keep it. Keep it. Next Sunday, don't give. Don't bother. Really, don't bother. So, the right motive. Number two, second principle, is the right method. You give in secret. And he says, don't announce it with a trumpet, as the hypocrites do, and in the synagogues and in the streets to be honored by men. They have received their reward in full, but when you give, give to the needy, or do your alms, do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing. Jesus said, don't announce it to others, and don't even announce it to yourself. Don't dwell on it. Don't think to yourself, you know, I'm such a generous person because look at what I just did. You give in secret. Now, we here at the Moody Church give anonymously. I'm not sure if I've ever met Anonymous. I'm sure that he must exist somewhere. But all giving is really in secret. And this has an upside and it has a downside. This has a downside. Let me tell you about the downside first. The downside is we could actually have ushers here at the Moody Church who aren't giving, and we wouldn't know it. Now, you know, the Bible talks about those who do not give are robbing God. Now, we would not invite robbers to take the offering, would we? And yet that's possible. It's possible to have members of the staff or the elders or the deacons or people who sing in the choir. It's possible that they are not faithful with that which God has given him. And Jesus said in Luke 16, he says, if you are not faithful with unrighteous mammon, who will give the true riches to you? And he says, whether or not you get the true riches is dependent upon what you do with your money. That's the kind of importance that God puts on it. So, giving a secret. The upside of secrecy is, of course, that everyone is treated alike. We do not cater to the rich. We recognize that there are people who, for whom giving $10,000 is much easier than for someone else who gives $100 because of their financial situation, and we leave the matter with God. We leave the matter with God. Jesus is not saying that nobody should ever find out what we give or that it is wrong if giving is known. In fact, in the Old Testament, in the book of Ezra, an entire chapter lists everything that people gave, including those who did not give. All of their names are there on God's register. And when Jesus was sitting across from the treasury and he noticed all the people who were giving, he saw the woman. The text is very clear. It says he sat across from the treasury and watched as people gave, and he saw a widow giving 2 mites. Christ was that close so that he knew how much people were giving. I think I told you some years ago about the little church that I used to attend when I was a child, and my parents would go to it, and they weren't getting enough money. You know, that's a perpetual problem, isn't it? Not enough money. And what they decided to do is to publish at the end of the year all of the members and how much they gave and put it on the church bulletin board. Wealthy farmers who bought thousands of dollars of machinery that year and had fantastic crops, you know, $200. It was there. It was all there for the people to see. Can you imagine how excited people were to have that put up? I mean, some of the people. Can you imagine how angry it made people? Absolute anger. I think the next year, though, I think that the giving was up somewhat. I don't advocate that. I'm just telling you what happened. Just telling you what happened. Just reporting. Just reporting. Now, don't miss Christ's point. Here's what Jesus is saying. Look, when you give, Give generously because you love God, and give in such a way that if nobody ever finds out about it, that's okay because you're content with the approval of God. You're content with the approval of God. God knows. Even if I don't get a letter back, even if nobody knows how much I gave, even though this is done in secret, even though people have no idea as to how generous I really am, I am content with God because these are my secrets. These are my secrets. And of course, it doesn't just refer to giving. It refers to random acts of kindness that we do, where we bless people with in sacrificial ways, even if nobody knows, even if nobody knows. One of the most delightful things, and it happens often here at the Moody Church, is we, quote, by accident find out about acts of kindness and acts of generosity that happen that nobody knows about, but that may come to our attention. And we just know that there are a lot of people who are doing a lot of nice things for other people, and they are unsung heroes, and nobody ever points them out, and they never get praised, and they never get thanked, but they just keep being faithful. And Jesus said that if you are that way, your Father who sees in secret will reward you. And the question that I want to ask during this time as we emphasize secrets, the question is, are you content to have those secrets with God? Are you content with saying, God knows, God knows, and it's okay? It's okay if I participate. It's okay if I sing. It's okay if I play. It's okay if I preach a sermon. It's okay if I do this and this and this. And even if it isn't really appreciated, I did it for God. So Jesus talks about the right motive, the right method. Then he also talks about the right reward. He says, your Father will reward you. Well, my friend, today this is Pastor Lutzer, and I do hope that you have many secrets with God. I sure do. I think of all of the things that God has forgiven me of, and many of these are known only to me. And so God knows who I am, and I know that God knows. And from there we walk through life together. Are you and I content with the fact that God knows what really happened? God knows the motive of our hearts, even if it is misjudged by others? I hope so. What does the text say? That the secret of the Lord is with those who fear him. Moses, you'll recall, knew God intimately in a way that all of us wish that we could know God, but he had many secrets there on the mountain, many things that he could reveal, but many experiences that I'm sure he could not reveal. And that's the way in which it should be in our relationship with God. I conclude today with this thought. Giving, if it's done by the right motive, is a great act of faith. Because what you're saying is, I'm going to be generous even if nobody knows, because it's a secret between me and God, and he will reward me.
Thank you, Dr. Lutzer. Dr. Erwin Lutzer is opening our eyes to sharing secrets with God. Next time on Running to Win, some final thoughts about secret giving. There's something we'd like to share with you, and it's no secret. This 4-part series on sharing secrets with God can be yours on CD as our way of saying thanks for your gift of any amount to support Running to Win. Call us at 1-800-215-5001. That's 1-800-215-5001. Online, go to offerrtw.com. That's offerrtw.com. Or write to us at Running to Win, Moody Church, 1635 North LaSalle Boulevard, Chicago, Illinois, 60614. This is Dave McAllister. Running to Win is a ministry of the Moody Church.